Welcome to our summer Sunday school. Here you will find a story, a question to help you think and chat about the story, and an activity based on the story, and sometimes a prayer too. So welcome. Week 1. In the beginning. At first, there wasn't anything at all. Nothing. So God set to work. But he didn't use his hands or a special machine. He spoke. That's all. He said, "I'd like some light." And there was light. Brighter than a summer morning or 1,000 Christmas candles. God spoke again. He said, "Sky, I'd like some sky and some water underneath." And sure enough, there it was. The bright blue sky with the dark blue heavens above it and the blue-green sea below it. Earth. That's what God said next. Hard and firm, as if he really meant it. And the blue-green waters parted, and there was dry land underneath, great patches of it, dirt black and brown, here and there, all over the world. "We need some colour," God whispered, as if he were thinking aloud. And quivering with excitement, green growing things crept right up out of the dark earth and then burst into blossom, red, orange and blue. Pine trees and palm trees, rose bushes, blackberry bushes, tulips and chrysanthemums. God shouted next. "Day, shining sun, night, shining moon, bright shining stars." And there they were for morning and evening, summer and winter, time and heat and light. And after that, God called to the sky as if he were expecting some kind of an answer. "Come forth, flying things," he cried, and through the clouds they came, flying high, flying low, flying large, flying small, eagles and insects, hummingbirds and hawks. And then God called to the sea, "Come forth, splashing things," and they came to him too. Leaping right up through the waves, sailfish and swordfish, dolphins and trout, great grinning humpback whales. Finally, God called to the earth, "Come forth, walking things, crawling things, running, hopping, climbing things." And sure enough, they came up from the burrows, down from the trees, out of the high grass and across the open plains. Now everything was ready, good and ready. So God spoke again. "Man and woman," is what he said, as if he were calling the names of his very best friends. And out of the dust came Adam and Eve to enjoy all that God had made, to take care of it for him and to talk with him. "This is the way things ought to be," God said at last. "This is what I call good." And the question to help you chat about the story is this. God's words are very powerful, but so are ours. Think of a time when someone said something that made you feel really special or really sad. Why is it wise to be careful how we use our words? So switch off the audio and have a think and a chat. Welcome back. And here is your activity for this week. Draw a picture of your favourite animal. What kind of voice might God have used to make your favourite animal?